Your story gives us an update on what's been happening with fracking in the state in recent years. But can you please take us back a little bit and tell us about what was going on with the issue when lawmakers were first looking to regulate it?
Governor Quinn, who was the governor at the time, put a moratorium on the issuing of any more permits for wells that would be horizontally fracked. And in the meantime, they were working on legislation to add further regulations to Illinois' books that would regulate the process of horizontal hydraulic fracking. Oil prices were still at a level where people were hopeful that they could begin the fracking process.
And those high oil prices were also worrying opponents of fracking. You talked with Annette McMichael, who worked with a group then that was advocating for a ban on fracking. Here's what she had to say about it.
The price of oil was sky high, somewhere in the neighborhood of $100 a barrel. And so it was going to be a very lucrative process to frack for oil in southern Illinois. And the bill was moving quickly through the General Assembly. We thought that if we didn't band together to stop it, you know, that we would just be going forward very quickly.
But of course, those opponents weren't able to stop the legislation regulating fracking. The General Assembly did approve it. And what happened next?
The governor signed that law in 2013. What happened was then that additional about 15 months or so, where the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules continued to debate the regulatory process. And so by the time that was finalized and the Department of Natural Resources began accepting applications, that is when we saw oil prices fall to the point that it was no longer economically feasible for these companies to begin exploration in Illinois.
For your story, you spoke with folks on both sides of this issue, and one person you talked with was Joe Bish, who is mayor of the town of Grayville. His town's economy is tied to the oil industry, and here's what he had to say about the state's slow progress when it came to regulating fracking.
Well, I think they've rode the horse too long. They took a lot of time, and as long as the price of oil's down, nobody's going to do anything.
So you also talked with some folks in the oil and gas industry, and what did they have to say as far as their thoughts about whether or not there is a future for fracking in southern Illinois?
There are certainly still people out there who hope that it will. I mean, again, talking to the mayor, still kind of keeping that hope alive. You have others who say we missed a window, that even if oil prices rise to the level where domestic production picks up again in certain areas, that the chances of them coming in here and exploring are slim when they have found so many new prosperous places for fracking in, say, West Texas.
And McMichael told you that advocates aren't as focused on fracking right now because they don't see it maybe as much of a threat as it used to be. Do you think Illinois has seen the end of these clashes over fracking?
This is a very emotional issue in southern Illinois, and even though it's kind of quieted down, I think it exists just below the radar, and that if someone goes and applies for a permit in the next 2 years, if we see prices rise and someone decides to give it a go, I don't think it would take long for those who oppose fracking to reorganize, and I'm sure that fracking in Illinois will never happen quietly. And so I think that the debate is still alive, you know, and the emotions are still there. It's just not at the forefront of everyone's mind right now.